With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. The deadline for UC Santa Cruz graduate students to turn in missing grades is midnight. As KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports, it appears the Wildcat strike is only ramping up.
Campus administration is sticking with their plan. If striking students don't submit grades by tonight, admin says they will be dismissed from their spring quarter appointments. About 200 graduate students are still withholding grades.
We run the UC!
The grading strike began over 2 months ago, and about 2 weeks ago, turned into a teaching strike. I spoke with Veronica Hamilton, a graduate student and one of the strike leaders, earlier this week.
The housing crisis isn't going to get better anytime soon, and so it's time to take a multi-pronged approach, not just building more housing, but actually addressing the problem as we live with it now.
They're calling for a cost of living adjustment, or COLA.
COLA in my bank account!
While UC Santa Cruz has proposed some financial concessions, the grad students say it's not enough. And with the clock ticking down to midnight, supportive undergrads and faculty members held a doomsday rally today. Students at other UC campuses have been standing in solidarity. UC Berkeley held a COLA for all rally today, and students at UC Santa Barbara occupied an admin building. I reached Sheila Kulkarni, a UCSB grad student, by phone.
They're sticking their necks out so that they can live a better life, and that extends to us.
Last week, UC President Janet Napolitano wrote a letter that expressed sympathy but also said participating in the strike would have consequences. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.